Greetings. This is WTIP News from Wildersmith on the Gunflint. April snow and rain showers that the Northland experienced a few weeks ago are beginning to bear results. The Upper Gunflint is alive and well, with blooming of all kinds. A mosaic of color is exploding in spite of the sparse moisture over the past couple weeks. However, it's been raining lightly since I commenced this keyboard exercise, and this is good. Awesome is the kaleidoscope of emerald that blankets the wilderness landscape. With tones of dark forest green in the coniferous stand at one end of the continuum, to almost shocking hot green chartreuse sprouts of aspen, Mother Nature has about covered the gamut of things containing chlorophyll. Leaf out is entering its final stages and will be pretty much complete as we turn the last pages of May, heading into Chapter 6. Full deciduous leaflets will soon be quaking with every breath of air, as their needle cousins are shooting candles of new growth at what seems like an earlier-than-normal frequency. Then again, it's almost June, and the forest will be all decked out once again. At ground level, those dandelions are out in force, while the swamp areas are popping with the buttery faces of marsh marigolds. I spied one exceptionally large patch of marshy golden blooms along the trail near the Tuscarora Lodge turnoff. Ferns are also adding to the lower level panorama as the fiddleheads are uncoiling along many backcountry paths. Tints of blue are debuting as well. The forget-me-nots have forgotten us not, and wild violets, plus a few unnamed tiny azure posies, are gracing the yard at Wildersmith as we head into Memorial Day weekend. Familiar faces are starting to return to their warm season retreats. Amidst the birthing of wilderness babies and a barrage of ornery black flies, their homecoming can be somewhat daunting with the chores of reopening cabins after a long winter respite. Among the things that can always be a bit unnerving is the reactivation of water systems. It's amazing how forgetting to drain even the tiniest bit of water in a pipe can cause such frustration come spring. Probably the next greatest concerns are functioning septic systems and a wildfire sprinkler system pump that starts for a test run with a minimum of pulls. Then it's on to things like ridding the place of unwanted varmints that might have made a winter home for themselves in a wall, and many other fix-it housekeeping tasks. The list of honeydew things can seem endless, as the desire to get outside and onto a favorite lake for some paddling, fishing, or maybe just some shoreline R&R looms large as the critical reason for being here in the first place. Even reaching this point in the re-upping process involves putting docks in the water and the concern that all is okay with the marine equipment and the fishing tackle. One can readily see that getting back into the Northwoods groove is not easy. So it's welcome home, neighbors. Glad to have you back. Hope all is working good at your place in the woods. For yours truly, life is not quite as complicated. At this point, everything that has been working through the winter is still working. The dock is soon to go into the lake. The boat will be out of storage for its annual trip down the road to be dipped in Gunflint waters for 2011. Meanwhile, the Smiths have already started another getting ready for winter job. The woodshed has empty rows, and there's a pile of wood to be split and stacked for 2012. That job is being sandwiched in between finishing the pruning efforts from the winter deer browse, taking a whack at some early season weeds, and transplanting a few baby trees. Oh, I almost forgot. All this homework is added to many days of working with the Chickwack Museum and Nature Center for its coming season. So when there's a query from people to the south, what do you do up there all the time? My answer is quite simple. It's busy, 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 and the days sure fly by. This is Fred Smith at Wildersmith on the Gunflint, and that's all for now. Guess I'll keep on hanging on and savor this wonderful time in border country. Hope you do too.